Yoga during lunch and nutrition counseling right in your office sounds like a good deal. But as workplace wellness programs become more popular, some people are having second thoughts about the bargain they've made. Tanya English reports.
72-year-old Sally Myrick lives on 30 acres in rural Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Down a little gravel path, hard to find.
She's a gardener, she's always outside, and she says she's disgustingly healthy for her age. This year, her insurance plan asked Myrick to fill out a wellness survey. There were questions about her eating habits, about stress, and emotions. Yeah. Myrick walks her dogs 2 hours every day in the woods around her home. She's an almost vegetarian, and she's been jazzercising for 25 years.
I love the dancing. And at my age, you don't get a chance to dance that much, so it's great.
Myrick says she was completely honest on her questionnaire, but now regrets telling the truth.
I told them I was taking an antidepressant. I told them I smoked 50 years ago.
She also said she could work on eating more fruits and vegetables each week.
I really think that that's what flagged me. But if that's what they're using, that's entrapment. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Soon after, Myrick was selected for health coaching. This telephone counseling is mandatory if she wants to keep her lower-priced insurance. But she's fighting that decision and hunting through the fine print of her health plan agreement.
I have a copy of it.
When the program did review her case, Myrick found out she was enrolled in coaching because her total cholesterol is high and because she takes depression medication. But she scored a 96 on her overall wellness assessment, and Myrick says her mood is good these days. Plus, she thinks the company is misinterpreting her medical information.
Hello?
When Myrick gets on the phone with her coach, she's still trying to get answers and trying to get out of mandatory counseling.
I think preventative health is great, and I think coaching can be great, but I am not a case for this. I still am in the dark as to why I am being told that I have to have coaching. Have you looked at my biometrics? Let me just read you one thing. Physicians typically assess an individual's total cholesterol.
Myrick just thinks they got it wrong.
My total is high because my HDL is high. Don't you understand? That's why it's high. You're just making blanket assertions, not knowing what the case is, what the person's history is.
On the phone, her health coach still wants to talk about exercise and diet.
Things are wonderful. Things are fine, right? I eat well and I exercise a lot. What else do you need to know?
Finally, she gives up.
All right, next Friday at 4. Thank you. I'll speak to you there. Ay,
ay, ay. Myrick gets her health coverage through the state group insurance program in Tennessee. A single person can save $600 in premiums and co-payments by agreeing to the wellness partnership. An average family can save $1,100 a year. Joan Williams is the plan's public information officer. To protect privacy, she won't talk about Sally Myrick's situation. But in general, people can be selected for coaching for many different reasons.
This includes responses to the well-being assessment, which is an online questionnaire, biometric and lab data, as well as medical and pharmacy claims.
Williams says only members with a chronic disease or people with high or moderate health risks are tapped for coaching.
You know, we currently have 45% of our partnership PPO members are obese. 24,000 plan members are pre-diabetic. So we are doing what we think we need to do to try to address these challenges with our plan.
Lots of big health plans have bought into the idea that workplace wellness programs slow disease and save money. But Al Lewis says there's plenty of evidence that they don't.
Pry, poke, prod, and punish is what they do.
Lewis is the author of the book Surviving Workplace Wellness, with your dignity, finances, and major organs intact. Lewis says too often wellness surveys are poorly designed and not good enough to actually improve health. His favorite example is from a fight that happened back in 2013 at Penn State University.
Among other things, if you were a woman, they asked you what your plans were to become pregnant. And if you didn't tell them, it cost you $1,200. Okay, and by the way, it's a completely useless piece of information because the problem pregnancies aren't going to be amongst the people who plan. It's going to be amongst the people who don't plan.
That particular fight was resolved, but there's still lots of debate. And questions come up all the time about what the plans are allowed to do. This spring, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission tried to clarify the rules. Regulators suggest that a program is voluntary as long as the reward or the penalty isn't more than 30% of the cost of a worker's health coverage.
There's nothing in my mind that's fundamentally wrong about those programs.
David Ash is a policy researcher and physician at the University of Pennsylvania.
Even if you're a patient with a chronic illness, you might be in front of a physician for only a couple of hours a year, but you spend the other 5,000 waking hours a year living your life.
Health is ultimately determined by those other 5,000 hours, Ash says. So now the government is looking for ways to enlist families, friends, churches, schools, and workplaces.
Employers in particular are people who can engage with you at a variety of times during your life and hopefully can do so in a way that promotes the goals that you have, not just the goals that they have.
Still, Ash understands the hesitancy to participate.
You don't normally think, well, gee, I've got a problem with my health. I think I'll just walk down to my neighborhood friendly HR director and ask for help.
And as for Sally Myrick, the woman who's fighting to get out of mandatory health coaching, she says she's dropping her workplace coverage. She wants to make Medicare her primary insurance, and that would be cheaper for her former health plan. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.